Good morning. Thank you for tuning in again on this Sunday morning. We're thankful that you're taking time to be with us and open up the pages of God's Word for a study concerning things that will make us profitable and pleasing in His sight. This past Thursday, we celebrated a national holiday. Thanksgiving is a national holiday that we observe in our country. Yet many times we overlook the true meaning of this Thanksgiving. Is Thanksgiving just about turkey, ham, football, family dinner, getting together with friends? The giving of thanks should be a daily part of our lives as Christians and individuals in this world. All people of the earth have been benefited by the Lord's favor, whether they believe Him, obey Him, or accept Him. Therefore, we should daily express our joy and thanks to God for all His acts of kindness to the children of men, but especially to those who are His children. Let us observe that thanksgiving should be timeless. The Apostle Paul commanded in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. These passages teach the fact that we should all be thankful each day for all the wonderful blessings that God bestows upon us as we receive them daily. We are told in James chapter 1, in verse number 17, that every good and perfect gift is from the Father, and He gives them without any partiality. Therefore, we should accept daily and give thanks daily for the blessings of life that makes our lives here on earth so enjoyable. For what should we be thankful for? First of all, we should be thankful to God for our material blessings. God has blessed America beyond measure. I've had the good fortune in my life to be able to go overseas and preach the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been in a few third world countries. I understand how blessed and prosperous and rich this country is. We are truly blessed beyond what we deserve. We are blessed with the privilege of living in the wealthiest nation of all history. We sit at our tables full of plenty and our cups running over. Do we realize where our blessings come from? And as I've just reminded you in James 1 verse 17, they come from the Father above. Yes, we are blessed, but what are we doing with those blessings? Are we truly grateful for the great blessing that we are given in this life? Do we understand that they truly belong to God, that we are nothing more than stewards? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, we're told that a steward must be found faithful. We are caretakers for the things that God has blessed us with. And yet, we have been blessed greatly. But with those blessings come great responsibilities. And I hope and I pray that it's not just on this one Thursday in November that we remember to give thanks to God for the lives that we have and the blessings that He bestows upon us. Our food, our shelter, our clothing are an expression of God's love. The talents and opportunities that He gives us to provide for our families and for our daily needs is an expression of His love for us. The air that we breathe, the good earth that we live on, all of them were created by God for the people that He loved and the life that He gave them when He created man from the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is a demonstration of the love of God. Are we thankful for our material wealth? Do we thank Him enough? And do we thank Him regularly? I hope and pray that we understand how truly blessed that we are. But yet, we should also be very thankful for our spiritual blessings, the things that God has given us that provides for our spiritual needs in Jesus Christ. God gave mankind the greatest gift, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ, His Son, to die for the sins of mankind. While we were yet sinners, Christ demonstrated His love for us, that He died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, to Whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Man was in need of a remedy for sin. Sin separated him from God, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. And sin needed a payment. Someone had to pay the price. All our good deeds couldn't pay the price. Shedding of my own blood or your blood couldn't pay the price. The shedding of animals' blood couldn't pay the price, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4, but only by the blood of Jesus Christ could wash us from our sin, Revelation 1 and verse 5. It is that blood that gives us redemption and forgiveness of sin, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. It is that blood that we contact when we immerse ourselves into baptism that washes away our sins, Acts 22, verse 16. We should ever be mindful and grateful of this great sacrifice. God gave mankind perfect direction for his lives by his divine word. It is called the Bible. It guides our every step. It leads us to life. And it gives us good instruction. Solomon told us to buy the truth and do not sell it in Proverbs 23 and verse 23. Jesus himself said in John 8, verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This book was given to man as a guide, as a map to heaven, and by doing the things that it calls upon us to do, and by reading it, studying it, believing it, and obeying it, we should truly be thankful to God that we have such a book that can tell us what we need to do in order to please him. God made it possible for mankind to be adopted into his family, and we as his children have his constant concern for our welfare. We are adopted children. We have been given the blessings to be in the family of God, to be called one of his children, to be able to address him as our Father in heaven, and to be able to enjoy all spiritual blessings which are in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1 and verse number 3. There is no greater family to be part of. There is no greater Father than the one that we have in heaven, and there is no greater reward than what he has promised his faithful children. Do we understand the blessing that it is to be a child of God? Do we understand the great responsibility that comes by wearing that name? Do we understand that being in the family of God, we are to exhibit and influence and give example to others to help them also become part of this wonderful family? Are we truly blessed, and do we truly give thanks to God for this great blessing of being his child? As God's children, we have the privilege of prayer to the Creator of this universe at any time, at any place, under any circumstance, and for any need that we might have in our life. We know that he hears us because he loves us, and he gave us this avenue that we might communicate with him. That's why the Scripture teaches us to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. And in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9 through 13, we have the Lord's teaching on prayer. It is not a prayer that we should just recite and give adoration to, but it is a teaching on how to pray. We pray to God through the Son, and we pray for our blessings, we pray for our needs, and we pray to thank him for all that he's given us. And prayer is something that we can say at any time and anywhere. And it is a spiritual blessing enjoyed by God's children that we can ask and petition the throne of mercy and grace in time of need. As God's children, we also have the hope of eternal home in heaven following this life here on earth. Revelation 21 and verse 1 through 4 talk about that great place, a place where there's no pain, no suffering, no sickness, no dying, no disease, no growing old, no saying goodbye. It's a place that we can only dream of, something that's beyond our comprehension to understand that such a place exists. But exist it does, and it is promised to the faithful as reward by God our Creator. Are we truly thankful that heaven has been prepared for his children? Jesus himself said in John 14, beginning in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes, he is coming again. He is coming to reward those who have been faithful and those who truly have been thankful. We should pause on this Thanksgiving weekend and express our gratitude for our families. Thanksgiving should be expressed to those nearest and dearest to us. Words of sincere appreciation between family members will do wonders for the family relationship. Thanksgiving should be audible. Don't assume that people know that you're grateful for the favors received. Don't take for granted your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren. Understand that they are blessings from God. Understand the joy and the love that they bring to your life. But never, ever forget that you would have none of them, you would enjoy none of them, without the love first of the God of heaven who blessed you with them all. May we never forget that the greatest thing that brings joy and happiness into our lives, first and foremost, was given us by our Father in heaven. We also need to be thankful for our church family. We need to be thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for the love that we enjoy one with another, for the fellowship that we have, and for the love that we can draw and encouragement from one another. Sadly, I believe that this is one of the greatest of blessings that we truly are not very thankful for. We don't spend enough time with each other. We don't spend the energy that's needed to learn, to love, and appreciate one another, and to be there in time of need, and to demonstrate our love for others by freely giving of ourselves. Yes, love of brethren is something that is not only a blessing, it is a duty. It's a commandment from God. Read John chapter 13, 34, and 35. We need to love one another, and we need to truly be thankful for one another. How can we demonstrate that thanksgiving? By being there for one another, by appreciating what each one brings to the family of God. We're not all perfect. We all don't have the same talent. We all don't have the same ability. But all working together in love for God and love for one another, we can help encourage one another, provoke one another, and help one another get to what we're all looking and longing for, and that is a home in heaven with God in the after a while. And so on this Thanksgiving weekend, we hope that you took time not just to be with your family and your friends, but to give thanks for the blessings of the past year, but to remember who made it all possible. Without God, we would be nothing. Without God, we would not have life, nor would we have it as abundantly as we do. As blessed as we are, I think many times we are very ungrateful and unthankful, and we do not show the gratitude that we should to the only one that made all of it possible. We call upon you not just today, not just this weekend, but every day to bless God, to pray to God, to thank God, and most of all, demonstrate your love for Him by being obedient to His will. This way, we can be thankful every day of the year. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will listen again next week. We kindly invite you to our services at Harrodsburg. If you're in our area, come and worship with us and tune in again next week. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.